right.
He's into the Bible.
Okay. Yeah,
whatever. I'm a righteous teacher.
You're all fags.
There ain't no right and wrong, but find the truth in the Bible.
Let's get back to
yeah, let's talk about me again, what an asshole I am for bringing over a sixer of expensive
beer.
Oh, God, come on, stop. But my beers!
Oh, my wet ones. Touch
you'll, it, make you feel better. You'll lay away tonight, you know. It's like going, God, I was such a jerk.
Well, I was a little pinched because I really wanted to drink these sixers over a fucking couple new tattoos and some cigars and shit, and I didn't get it. I got a really depressing house full of fucking movers.
You really thought you were getting a tattoo tonight?
But you didn't think there were a depressing house of movers before that we're going to give you a tattoo?
With the... I've always thought of the joke.
Dude, heroin is so underground now. No one does it. Maybe you had the heroin. I say we put the heroin on.
Hello? Hey, if some fucking dumbass fucker would have told me what the name of the new band was, I would have.
Well, we were never gonna do it again.
I mean,
that's why I tattooed on my leg. I think it's funny.
I'm sorry, Jeff.
It's a sign of the times. Tattoos are supposed to be mistakes.
Wait a minute. Did anyone ever realize
that's
this?
Exactly
did
the
anyone
point.
Ever think
I knew
about
it from
this?
The second I put
did anyone
the
ever think about
this?
Did anyone ever think about this?
Just like X, dude. And
fall of Western civilization.
So it doesn't matter if it was a good time or a bad time. It reminds me of a time, you know?
Okay, yeah. Exactly.
Heroine! A female hero! That's what I thought.
Fuck.
Well, then we'd be spelling it a little different, wouldn't we?
Yeah, put a little.
Oh! That's the E. No,
it's not.
No, it's feminine. It has an E on the end.
Mm-hmm.
E for pussy. Get it?
E-ball pussy?
E-ball pussy.
Hey!
E-ball.
Oh, hey, E-ball.
Pussy
E-ball.
Pussy
E-ball. Tonight I'm going to talk to E-ball pussy on this arm.
I'm going to write pussy on my dick.
Yeah.
You got in the mudslide, baby, right down into a pothole.
Covered up with gravel. You're like in a coffin.
No, but really, have a falafel and shut the fuck up. Okay, well, whatever.
It doesn't matter.
So when Craig gets back, we're gonna load up, and we're gonna show up over there. Pitching anything, there's gonna be at least 10 people there. And we're gonna go.
Hey, is this
what's up, sweet prince? What's up with the people?
Sure.
You know?
Like, are you just going to throw it out at some point?
Yeah.
What can you do?
Let's do it. Let's all go buy 64 ounces, too, before we go over there.
Just go,
whoa!
Come on,
64.
Ow! Ow!
You know, Carl Ross.
You're a juggler.
One day me and Jesse went over to the tower and drank a 64.
You got any real smokes?
Yeah, we sure did.
Remember that, dude?
Tower to Bubba.
We were so cool at the tower, dude. We thought we were so cool.
Yeah, we could do that tonight.
Seeing our reflection, and a couple of games of solitaire at the tower.
The tower is not the tower anymore.
The tower is now the
high
tower.
Hey, some Peter freaks probably got the tower.
Yeah, I know. The tower goes through many hands, dude. Didn't make it no fucking thing when he was there, dude. That's been used for the shit before.
Oh, man. We should just go right to the tower of the new tower.
There should be a tower fan mail thing.
We looked at a tower right next to the tower. Yeah.
It's like a Gilman Street card. It's like, doesn't matter who the ownership, you know, kind of is. Like, it's went through several different ownerships, but, you know, like, it's still
cards
the tower. You know, it's like, just a different, same rules, different
owners. Is there some party that owns Gilman Street?
Oh, of course there is, but it's went through different people who have ran it, different people who have owned it.
But who owns it? Who's making money? And are they making money?
Gilman
was like Sergeant Gilman from World War II, and they named a street in Berkeley after
it. Yeah, he just blew it off. He just took off and said, fuck this. I'm starting a punk club.
I think Larry Livermore's real name is Larry Gilman.
Yeah, he's behind it all.
To quote Green Day, I was there. There's the Larry's best line from last time he was here.
That guy was getting schmarmy with me at the bar the other
day. He's all talking about the Stooges. He's all starts singing the Stooges. And he's all, yeah, because at the Stooges, blah, 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 Bowie show, blah, 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 because to quote Green Day, I was there.
To quote Green Day?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Faggot.
Man, then he grabbed my nuts and gave me a kiss.
God.
Mm.
I kicked his ass, though, you know.
He tried to pull some little joke on me at the bar. He's all... I said, yeah, I'm buying this girl a fucking drink, and he's all, yeah, I'll have sex, and blah, blah, blah.
He's all, but I hardly know you.
He's all, I hardly know you. I was talking about Bridget, and I'm all,
dude.
Oh, yeah, get this fucking...
Wait, everyone check out, if you go to People's Records, the new Potato Man record on the back. Dude, you will not get over the picture of Larry. It's like there's the guys looking all stupid in Manchester, you know what I mean? And then there's Larry in the back, and he's just all like, he's all,
yeah,
like,
but it's
like,
not up on anything. Like
he's got his fingers in all
their
asses.
He's got like a black turtleneck, the black tight pants, and he's got his little Larry face like staring with that faggot look on it.
Shit, just rolling there.
Yeah.
It's just like he's all dancing, his legs all up and shit. It's insane, dude. You won't ever get over it, I swear to God.
Have you ever heard the first one, dude? Davey is a guy I know. He rides a skateboard. He does a zine. He's really keen. Those are like lyrics.
Larry's singing them?
So bad. It's one of the worst records I've ever read in my life.
But it was Larry's best lyrics.
And this is the guy that owns Lookout. This guy is a multimillionaire off of his music. The music that he saw a vision to put out and get. Force on the youth of today.
And then the
this
music
guy,
he makes is just.
Yeah, oh, God, it's just the
comes
worst
through, man.
Fucking thing I've ever. And I
heard
the
Malcolm McLaren of the
Nine. I was at Davey's house.
It's like a Morrissey. Fucking, but not even.
And he has a song about Sam Dennett. He's all, Sam, he's a guy. But he has a song about Eureka and shit. It's like, dude, like, he lived in Arcata when he lived up here, and he came to Eureka every once in a while and tried to like, catch on to something. Yeah, I don't know. Like, he's like writing these weird songs about Eureka.